Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brands. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Really glad you could join us today. We really have a full episode today where we will be talking about a lot of different subjects. Also, a special guest of the week, a company called Peach Dish. Yeah, that's right, Peach Dish. And you might be wondering exactly what that is, and you're going to find out. It talks about one of my favorite subjects, which is food. Delicious recipes delivered right to your home. I think you'll really enjoy it. Also, we're talking again with Dennis Styles, some fashion tip of the week. We'll be talking about ideas for the upcoming season. Spring is on the horizon. Believe it or not, we're probably about 4 or 5 weeks out, so look forward to that. Also, our certified career coach is back, Deborica Russell. She will be talking with us about smoking on the clock. You know, if you're a smoker or you're not, it's really a hot button issue in the workplace. Whether smokers get preferential treatment and what to do and how to handle that situation. And you'll find out that I handled that situation pretty poorly at one time. We'll get into that. Also, Sandhya Kilji will be joining us once again. She is the entrepreneur that is really tearing up social media. She has over 1 million Facebook followers and her Instagram pages are absolutely exploding. She is going to come on and talk about social media and give us some tips. Just a lot of great, fun discussions along the way. And as always, some information. You know, we talk about being fashionable on the Life of a Gentleman, but it is of more importance to be well-rounded. So we're trying to hit you from every angle, business, fashion, lifestyle. And without any more delay, let's start the show.
Hey guys, let's dive into a brief style discussion, tips, suggestions, and fashion ideas from a guy who knows style. He inspires us on social media, personal stylist, and retail expert, Dennis Styles. It's the style tip of the week. Hey Dennis, bring the heat.
What's up guys? This here is Dennis Styles, and I'm once again bringing you fashion tip of the week on this amazing podcast called The Life of a Gentleman. All right guys, today's episode is going to be spring. I know what you're thinking, guys. Spring, still cold outside. Not necessarily. You know, spring starts early in the fashion world and the retail world and the online retail world. So a lot of the, everything's getting cleared out now. So we're pretty much going to have new stock of spring stuff. And here's some of the stuff that you guys can check out at stores, online stores, or any boutiques out there. Cuban collars are here to stay. I know you saw a little bit of them last year, and I happen to have a few of those shirts actually. Now, unlike Hawaiian prints, these are here to stay. I know that a couple of seasons ago we had a lot of Hawaiian shirts coming back. They kind of fell off quickly. It might have lasted about a season and a half, 2 seasons. These Cuban collar shirts are amazing, man. You could put them with a suit. See, that's something you couldn't do technically with the Hawaiian shirts, but with the Cuban collar shirts, throw them over, you know, under a suit, tuck them in with a trouser, or leave them out. Some nice dress pants, loafers, and you're good to go, man. Kind of like recreate that whole cool Miami Vice look.
Hey, do us a favor then. Some people listening right now are probably not 100% sure what you mean by the Cuban collar and the patterns on the shirts. Can you just describe that real briefly for us?
Yeah, well, the reason why they call it the Cuban collar is when you think of Habana Nights. Vintage Cuban shirts are pretty much low-cut button-down shirts with a pointy collar, and most of them are actually silk or linen. That's what I mean. They do not have the form-fitting sleeves. Most of the sleeves are a little bit looser. That way, they're able to be worn preferably better under a jacket than by itself.
Okay, and where could somebody pick up one if they're interested?
Well, a lot of the overseas stores have them. Zara, you know, some of those European shops, Top Men, those are the kind of shops you can find us. But you know what? Last year they had them in a bunch. They even had them in Old Navy.
There you go. Okay, so Top Men, yeah, that's definitely, I've seen them there. That's a good one. We can recommend them.
You always get them for a good price, Rich, and they're silky smooth, man. kind of V-neck, pretty much. You know, it's like a, it's kind of like a V-neck T-shirt, but dressier. It comes in pinstripes. It's almost like a bowling shirt, Rich.
That's exactly what I was gonna say to the audience. but you hit it right on the head. So yeah, it's kind of like a bowling shirt, but you definitely can style it up with the suit. So okay, let's keep going with the spring fashion. Just give us maybe one more, and then we'll wrap up.
Now let's talk about, you know, we always talk about suits, Rich. Let's talk about sportswear for a second here. Now the comeback is now is the retro sportswear. What I'm talking about when I say that is track suits. Remember the 1990s track suits, Rich? Adidas, Tommy Hilfiger, jumpers, and all that good stuff. Those are items that are hot right now. A lot of vertical stripes too, Rich, on shirts.
Man, are you telling me I should have saved all my track suits?
Yeah, from Cock and I.
Wow, that's coming back, huh? So how do you style that up?
You know, remember those joggers with the, I guess you could tie them, you know, they have the little lace in the front. Those joggers are coming back. Pretty much a track suit is the pants. You can style on its own. The top part of it, you can style it with jeans or shorts for the springtime.
All right. Some different things to think about, man. You know, the weather's going to warm up soon, so these tips are great. I think as we move forward, let's get some more tips and bring in this warm weather.
All right, man. Stick with the crew neck tees and bowl suits. Pretty much bowl suits are in right now. So, I mean, what I mean is color suits. One flat color suit, you know, whether it is full-blown orange suit or, you know, anything that's, you know, out there. Colorful suits, even tan suits. So those are going to be in. And remember, you could combine that with the Cuban shirts. That goes well hand in hand. And crew neck t-shirts are going to be a big hit, especially striped crew neck t-shirts.
All right, you heard it here first, guys. Thanks, Dennis. Hello, gentlemen. Richard here from Harrison Blake Apparel, and I would like to give you a special offer. What we would like to present to you is a coupon code SEASON, S-E-A-S-O-N. That will give you $15 off your first monthly box from Harrison Blake Apparel. If you don't know what Harrison Blake Apparel offers in their monthly package, listen up. It's one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for the low price of $25 per month, which includes shipping. That's right, shipping is absolutely free. So get one necktie plus four matching accessories for only $25 a month. But use the code SEASON, S-E-A-S-O-N, and get your first month with $15 off. Thanks for listening to The Life of a Gentleman.
Thank you, Rich. So today I wanted to talk about smoking on the clock. It's always the biggest hurdle, kind of like a tug of war in the work environment, because you have your smokers versus your non-smokers. Your smokers feel it's okay to take a smoke break. You know, they'll say, hey, I just need 5 minutes. I'll be right back. But in actuality, that 5 minute smoke break is about 10 or 15 minutes apiece. So you have to walk to the smoking destination, which means you leave wherever you're at, go to it, and then you take your 5 to 7 minutes to smoke the cigarette. And then when you're there, you're usually speaking to someone else or interacting with someone else. So that 5 or 7 minutes can turn into that complimentary 10 minutes. So now we're at 15 minutes when it was only supposed to take you 5. And then when you finally realize that you went over your alleged 5 minutes and you get back on the clock, we're probably tinkering around 20 or 25 minutes. And so you've taken yourself a complimentary 30-minute break for one cigarette. Your average smoker likes to smoke at least twice, maybe sometimes 3 times a day. And so if you're doing that 3 times a day by that 25 minutes, that's over an hour that you're still being paid that you shouldn't be getting paid for. And so your non-smokers see this every day and they get offended because they don't get that complimentary, hey, I'm going to go take a smoke break. They get their bathroom and then get right back on the clock. And so it's almost as if you have a benefit to be a smoker because they give you that pass because they know you need that nicotine fix. And so management is kind of in an awkward place because then they're stuck trying to mitigate the argument or the disagreement in the smokers versus non-smokers.
You know, that's funny you mentioned that. I was in that exact same situation. This was probably close to 20 years ago on the job, and I staged a revolt. You know, I was a non-smoker, but there was guys, they're smoking every hour on the hour. So I decided I would take fresh air breaks. And
oh, wow.
The supervisor was a smoker, and I would just go outside and stand, and he would say, what are you doing? And I'd say, I'm on a fresh air break. You guys take smoke breaks? I want a fresh air break. I don't know if that was the right way to resolve it, but I definitely can understand what you're saying.
I say that that was very creative that you're taking a fresh air break. I like that. And I'm pretty sure they felt like it was a kind of spit in your face kind of thing. But fair is fair. If you get to take a break, why can't I? So I always find it comical when they say it's a non-smoking environment and you still find cigarette butts.
No, you're exactly right. All over the place. Okay, so let us know. How do you handle that situation? If you find you're in that predicament like I was, it was very confrontational. They did not like my fresh air breaks. So how do you handle that correctly?
Well, in my management career, what I would do is I would go to my smokers and I would speak to them the same way I'm telling you. And I would break down the timeline so that they understand how unfair it is to be a smoker in a work environment when you have non-smokers, because you're getting more breaks than them. Some people took it to heart and said, okay, fine, I'll only smoke on my 15-minute break, which was okay, and that's what they're supposed to do. Other people said, well, what do you expect me to do? I smoke, and I need to get my nicotine in. And so if I had an employee that was a non-smoker that came to me that had an issue with it, then I would let them take the same amount of breaks and just understand that that was me mitigating and keeping things fair. Now, some people just really didn't care. It didn't bother them. But others were very bothered, and I went ahead and accommodated, because you have to keep the peace in the work environment.
Oh, that sounds good. And we appreciate the way you handled that. It's certainly better than my idea, where I had the smokers versus the non-smokers really going at each other. If people would like to get in touch with you and get some more information on workplace issues or how to advance their career, how can they reach you?
The name of my company is Agape Career Counseling Group, and I can be reached at agapeccg@yahoo.com, or you can visit my website at agapeccg.com, and I'd be more than happy to walk you through a plan of getting those promotions and making career changes and finding an encore career if where you're currently at is not where you want to be.
All right. Thanks so much. We look forward to your tip next time.
Okay. Have a good day.
Now it's time for the Entrepreneur Spotlight. Real professionals, real business owners, and entrepreneurs drop in and drop jewels on us. Looking to learn from others that have done it? Ready to get your business really rolling? Sit back and buckle up. Our experts are ready to inspire. Let's go.
So more entrepreneurs need to realize the power of the internet and social media. One of the biggest things that aspiring entrepreneurs tell me, the reason that's holding them back from starting a business, is that they do not have the funds to get started. Well, you know what? You can start a business on social media for like $0, for $100, for $1,000. I mean, the opportunity is limitless to start a low-cost, low-investment business on social media and drive Instagram and Facebook and Pinterest and Quora and Reddit and all of those to drive traffic. So I really want people to realize that the age that we're living in is unprecedented for the amount of opportunity that is available to people who want to start a new business or just maybe even a new side hustle. And they need to learn the art of building a brand online, creating traffic flows, and the art of conversion rate optimization. Because once you know those skills, you can make money almost doing anything online.
Wow, that's amazing. So you're saying basically if we have very little means, we can still get started. It doesn't mean we're blocked out of this entrepreneurial opportunity.
You're only blocked if you think in a problem-based mentality. By problem-based, I mean you're not looking for any kind of solution. You're so stuck on the fact that you don't have money that you never get started. However, if you're solution-oriented, if you're creative, you will find a way to use social media to start a low-cost business, eventually ramp up that cash flow, and eventually you can get into bigger businesses that way. That is something that I've done. I highly recommend it to people. Not everyone is good at going out to Silicon Valley and pitching investors. I know that's not my forte. So I always wanted to bootstrap my businesses, and this was one of the best ways for me to do that.
That's a really good way to do it, bootstrapping. That's something I did myself as well. Little shy in nature, so raising money, that was tough for me. What other tips do you have?
So when it comes to money, of course, you know, you can can leverage Kickstarter campaigns, family and friends. You can go the bank route. I mean, there are other options, right? You can find people to work in your business and work with you based off of equity versus paying them, right? You can barter services. For example, just recently I bartered social media coaching services with someone who's a web developer, so he's exchanging web development services with me. So these are all opportunities for someone to get into business without a significant amount of financial means early on. And again, I really encourage anyone who wants to start a business to start being extremely creative about how they approach any problem, honestly, because if you are solution-oriented, you'll always find a way to make your dreams and goals happen, especially, again, and I'm going to come back to it, but especially with the internet.
You're really right about that, but, you know, I've talked to some people, and they've got started with social media, but they feel like they're not getting any traction on there. Any advice to that? You know, they want to see growth.
That is a problem that I think most of the bloggers that I've talked to have also experienced, new bloggers. It is what it is, right? With anything, once you get started, it takes time to ramp up and to develop it. But more than anything, it takes consistency. After you get that consistency, it takes quality, having really high quality posts. Once you have the consistency and the quality, the third ingredient is engagement. So going in and making sure you are actually engaging in the community of social media, because it's not just about yelling and being heard. It's about having a conversation. So if you're out there genuinely liking, commenting, following, connecting, direct messaging other people and having real life interactions, you will start to eventually see traction. And then the fourth is learn how to growth hack, learn the algorithm of each social media, because there is a very defined and specific algorithm behind each and every platform. And yes, they are constantly evolving, but you can be in circles and loops that are constantly talking about the changes on social media and keep abreast of them. So that's my 2 cents on how to grow on social media. But of course, if anyone wants to learn more about that topic, they can follow me at Sonia Kilji on this. This is one of my favorite topics and I talk about it quite often.
Oh, definitely. Could you give maybe just one little growth hack tip that somebody could apply that may be struggling right now with, let's say, Instagram?
Okay, so with Instagram, one of my favorite growth hacks is find people who have a significant amount of followers and likes and have them like your post. So that's called power likes, okay? Whatever you have to do to make that happen, sometimes you have to pay people for that, but if you can get power likes, then basically the algorithm eventually, it triggers the algorithm to show you to their followers. So if you have, for example, if they have 100,000 followers and you're a smaller account and they come like and comment on your post, then it will start to show your account in the explore page to their followers. And eventually that can help you rise in impressions very quickly.
Wow, that was an awesome tip. Just right there, we got a lot of value. But if people want to learn more, one more time, how can they get in touch with you and get some more of these great tips?
Sure. For social media tips, they can follow either of my accounts at Sonia Kilji or at Losers to Legends. And just message me, direct message me. You can visit my website, soniakilji.com, and I will be more than happy to help anyone with this. Of course, it is one of my greatest areas of passion, helping people start businesses via social media. So more than happy to talk about this subject.
All right, Sonia, we really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Gentlemen, I'm glad you've tuned in today because we have a special guest on the line that is going to talk to us and help us broaden our horizons. You know, the past few weeks, in other episodes, we've been talking to guys about expanding their horizons and getting in the kitchen in particular. And if you haven't done so, hopefully this will be the interview that will nudge you into the kitchen and get you in there exploring some new flavors. Without me going on any further, let me welcome to the show Judith from Peach Dish. How's it going today?
Hello. Things are going really well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, we are glad that you could join us. As I said at the outset, I'm a fan of getting in the kitchen and really trying new things, new flavors, and I thought it'd be a great opportunity for you to come on and tell everybody about what is Peach Dish and why it's different and why people need to try it. So could you maybe just get us started and tell us what Peach Dish is?
Absolutely. So Peach Dish is a meal kit service. We are based in Atlanta, Georgia. We ship all over the continental United States. We put together fantastic recipes, have them fully vetted by registered dietitian who oftentimes will make suggestions about how we can make our meals more healthy. So we put together these recipes, we have them vetted by a dietitian, and then we put them together with awesome ingredients, everything you need to cook the recipe, and we ship it to your house, and we make it really easy for you to cook fresh, healthy, fun, interesting, different dinners every night.
I like that idea. You know, a lot of times we get into the habit of just making the same old dishes week after week, and our family and the kids start to get sick of it. So you guys are actually giving us the tools that we need to switch it up and try some different type of things. Now, can you give us some examples? What type of meal kits do you put together? What have been some of the favorites in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you're really right about that. I mean, meal kits are a wonderful way to break out of your food rut. You try new ingredients, you try new techniques, you try new dishes, you try things you never thought you could cook. It makes it really easy to explore in the kitchen, and it's a wonderful way to learn. Some of the things that we love to do, and I have to start with ingredients, because our business is built people who care tremendously about food, and we want to give our customers outstanding, high-quality, delicious, fresh food every single time. And we believe the way to do that is to buy the food directly from farmers. So we write all of our recipes around the seasonality of the farms that are right around us, so that we can be sure that we're getting the stuff that is actually growing in the season and is getting harvested super timely, so that it gets to your door, to our customer's door, within a couple of days of harvest. Some really great examples of that are on the menu right now. We have a delicious, it's a stuffed delicata squash. Do you know what delicata squash is?
No, I really don't. I'm curious. I love squash, but I don't know about delicata squash.
So delicata squash is a kind of winter squash, you know, like a butternut squash or an acorn squash. But delicata squash is beautiful. It's sort of oblong, bright yellow, and it has these colored stripes in it. And one of the things that makes delicata squash so special is it's sweet. It's very sweet. And it has a very thin skin, almost like a potato skin. So you don't have to peel it. You can eat the whole squash. So we have this fantastic recipe where you hollow it out, you take the seeds out of the squash, you roast it, and then you stuff it with grass-fed beef, manchego cheese, and rice grits. Now, we're based in the South, so we're all about Southern food and Southern ingredients. Do you know what rice grits are? Have you ever had them?
Yeah, I have. My grandmother was from the South, so I'm familiar with those. I love those. So that's right up my alley.
Awesome. So that's a great example of something that's on the menu right now. That's seasonal, it's interesting, it's unique, it's flavorful, it's using food directly from farms. And I believe this delicata squash is coming from a farm in South Carolina. It's called Grow Food Carolina. If I look over the season, some of the unique and interesting recipes that we do, a fabulous chicken and dumplings. The recipe comes from a celebrated chef here in Atlanta who has a restaurant called Watershed. The chicken and dumplings are so simple, but so delicious. It's just a basic sort of mirepoix, which is celery and carrots and onions, and then you add in the broth and the chicken. And then the dumplings he makes with self-rising flour. So as they cook, they kind of steam and they get really fluffy. Mm. And then he finishes it off with fresh herbs, dill, parsley, and it brightens the whole dish. It's really wonderful. Super simple, hearty, satisfying. One of my favorites of all time.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. My wife loves that dish, and I have not been able to successfully make it for her. So that really is something that I need to try. Hey, let me ask you, you mentioned the fresh herbs. Does that come with it then? So we can just add that?
Yeah, everything you need to make the dish, with the exception of water, salt, pepper, and olive oil, comes with the kit.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing. You know, I'm starting to see too that, you know, you guys are really playing up on the regional thing, because there's other meal kits out there, but what drew me to Peach Dish is it seemed like yours had a little bit more of down-home flavors and kind of comfort food. I'm just getting that vibe just based off some of the dishes that I saw. Is that kind of the intent with Peach Dish?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely trying to present the South and the foods and flavors of the South, but we also take a really, we take a broad definition of the South. And what I mean by that is, you know, a lot of people think of like fried chicken and macaroni and cheese, which I think are definitely Southern. And we include dishes like that or dishes like chicken and dumplings. But we also appreciate the fact that the South is full of all kinds of people. We have the fastest growing Latino population in the country. All of the fisher people and shrimpers in the Gulf of Mexico are Vietnamese at this point. So there's a lot of cuisines that are sort of crossing in and out of the South, and we celebrate all of this.
Nice. Yeah, no, I really like that. So if somebody's interested in this and they want to have some fun in the kitchen, they want to learn and explore, how do they do it? Like, do you go on the, what are the options when you go on the website, or what are the options? Because some of us have just two people, and then, you know, others have a family of four. So does it accommodate?
Yes. We offer a tremendous amount of flexibility to our customers, and that's one of the things I'm very proud of. So you start by going to the website. You have so many choices once you get onto the site. We do up to 12 different and unique dishes every single week. Inside of those 12 dishes, you can get anything from 2 servings of that dish all the way up to 12 servings of that dish. So think about it. Like, if you wanted to have people over for dinner and you didn't really want to have to deal with figuring out what you were going to serve them and go to the store and get everything and put it all together, you could just say, okay, send me 12 servings of Pablo Johnson's red beans and rice, because I'm going to have people over to watch the game on Sunday and I want to cook for them. And we would just ship all of that to your house, and you could make dinner for up to 12. You can make a purchase on our site as a subscriber or as a guest. If you become a subscriber, you're signing up for weekly shipments, so it's very easy to skip. If you check out as a guest, it's a one-time purchase. You don't have to worry about getting back on the website and skipping. You pay a little bit extra for shipping, but other than that, you have access to everything that our subscribers have access to.
Man, I really like that. Everybody loves options. So the fact that you can go up to 12 guests, that really caught my ear, because, you know, sometimes when you have people over, you want to do something that's exciting, and this would be a cool way to do that.
It's really fun to involve other people in the cooking of it too. Like, if you want to have people over and maybe you don't know them so well and you're doing some sort of icebreaker exercise, getting people to cook together is a really great way to build community. In fact, that's part of how this business started. My business partner loves to throw dinner parties, and he's famous for throwing these dinner parties where the guests actually have to cook the dinner once they get to his house. So it sort of inspired this whole meal kit idea.
Oh, that's a fun idea. You know, I've never really done that where I've involved other people, but I definitely want to give that a try now. I can see how that can be fun.
Yep, I mean, it takes some of the pressure off of the host.
that too. That works. You also mentioned that all this food is sourced from local farmers. You've got to love that as well. So how far do you go regionally? Do you just source from farmers in the Atlanta, greater Atlanta area, or you guys go a little bit farther out?
We reach out around the Southeast. The majority of our produce, about 85% of it, is coming directly from the farmers who grew it. The majority of our proteins are coming directly from either the producers, the ranchers, or in the case of seafood, we reach a little bit further. We go down into the Gulf of Mexico, and then also for like salmon, we're working directly with a fisherwoman who has a license to catch wild salmon in Alaska, and it's coming to us straight from her boat in Alaska.
Oh, that's really cool. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's really about transparency. We really want to know exactly where the food came from, and we want our customers and our subscribers to be able to know exactly where their food came from. So every week in the subscription box, they get a letter from me, the president, telling them all of the farms and food producers we supported, exactly what we bought, so they can have a good sense of where their food is coming from. And then if they're really interested, they can go to our website and they can check out our farmers page, and they can read more about all of those food producers, even contact them, go to their websites or send them an email and ask more questions about the ingredients.
Wow. That's really amazing. The fact that you can do that kind of makes you feel really involved. You guys really are building a community, aren't you?
That is a huge part of what we're trying to do. You know, at the very core of what I believe and what I've built this business on is this idea that food is the most important thing you're ever going to buy, because it's the only thing you're ever going to buy that literally becomes who you are. It becomes your eyes and your brain and your hair and your skin, and everything you are comes from the food you eat. Therefore, it's critically important that it's nutritious and it's healthy, and that it's going to help you be the best person you can be.
Yeah, I like that. And it makes total sense. I like the fact that we're intentional these days about what we're putting inside our bodies. You know, we should be anyway, and making sure that we're putting in quality ingredients. But with Peach Dish, you guys are taking some of the guesswork out of it. You know, I'd rather come home to a box of Peach Dish than to swing into the local pizza joint and grab a pizza or something like that. This will be more healthy for my kids, and then we could do it together too. So it's kind of building some family unity too. I really like this idea.
It's absolutely building family unity or community among your friends. And the other thing that it does that I think people don't think about until they get into cooking meal kits is it gives you an experience, and it gives you some really vital time away from your screen, your computer screen or your TV screen or your phone. It puts you back in the real world doing something that will nurture you.
Yeah, that might be the best part about it. When you said that, kind of light bulb went off in my head. I thought, she's right. I like this. Now that we've talked it up, I'm really starting to get hungry. And I think everybody out there that's been listening, you guys have got to try this out. You've got to go on the website, check it out. But also, you guys have social media. So, Judith, if you could, let us know how that we can connect with you on social media and also the website one more time, just for clarification.
Yes. So the website is peachdish.com. We're on Instagram as Peach Dish. We tweet regularly, and that's a great place if you're curious about Peach Dish and you want to learn more. We share all of our farmer profiles on our Twitter account. We do a lot of tutorials, video tutorials with our culinary director that are useful and interesting whether or not you are a Peach Dish subscriber. I'll give you a great example right now. We have a video tutorial on our site that shows you how to, if you're making a pie for Thanksgiving, how you get that cool lattice work on top. It's so easy. It seems really intimidating when you look at it, but we have a little video tutorial showing everybody how to do it. So I would encourage people to follow us on Twitter, check us out on Instagram, and go to our website and consider buying a Peach Dish.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like a smart move, and can't wait to taste some of those flavors. And that's, I mean, just all around, just a good opportunity, a good experience. So
you have to make the chicken and dumplings for your wife.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. That alone has, I've got to do that because, you know, I would be a hero, and who doesn't want to be a hero? Judith, I've really appreciated your time, and I know you're busy, you know, being the president of Peach Dish. We want to thank you for your time coming on and explaining to us about Peach Dish, and hopefully you guys listening get a chance to try it out.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really been a pleasure to talk to you.
Guys, that's going to do it for this edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. First and foremost, we want to send a special thank you to our guest of the week, Judith from Peach Dish. Thank you for joining us. And everybody, check out their website, peachdish.com, and see how they're bringing the taste of Southern hospitality and the Southern comfort food right to your doorstep. This is so easy, even I can do it. We want to say thank you to you, the listener, for tuning in. We appreciate you, and we'd love to get your feedback and your input. If you have a show idea, Get in touch with us. You can reach us on our Instagram page at Gentleman's Podcast, or you can shoot us an email, podcast@harrisonblakeapparel.com. Just drop us a line, and if you have a show idea or want to be featured, let us know. Also, big thank you to Dennis for coming on with the ideas for spring and the different fashion tips and things we can look forward to in the upcoming season. Also, Deborica for coming on and clarifying how to handle the situations in the workplace when you're a smoker, or if you're working with smokers, or maybe even managing somebody who is a smoker. Because a lot of us are in management positions, so there's a proper way to handle that. And so thank you to her for coming on. She'll be coming on in the future to giving us some more tips on how to increase our net worth if we're working that 9-to-5 job. Last but not least, thank you to Sonia for coming on and talking to us about social media, how we can grow our accounts. Definitely somebody we need to take notes from. She's doing big things on Instagram and Facebook, so thank you to her as well. All the Life of a Gentleman contributors really bring something different to the table, and we have so much more in store for you this year. We'll be adding some new contributors, and the show will really be taking off to new heights. Hope you enjoy it and join us. Come along for the ride, and if you would, help others find the show by taking just a minute out of your time, literally under 1 minute, to leave a rating or review on iTunes. We would highly, highly appreciate it. Guys, as always, stay gentlemen, and until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.